Wyoming ranks 16th in the nation when it comes to meeting the long-term health care needs of older residents. The ranking comes from a comprehensive state-by-state scorecard developed by AARP, the Commonwealth Fund, and SCAN Foundation. In Wyoming, unpaid family caregivers provide the bulk of care for older Wyoming residents, in part because long-term care is unaffordable for most middle-income families. AARP Wyoming's Associate Director Tim Lockwood says things aren't all that bad in the state, but he says they could be better.
Well, I would say for, you know, a small state, we're doing okay. We have shown improvement. The last time they did this long-term services scorecard, we were 20th. And so we've obviously made some gains. Some things like the ADRC being brought on board has helped bring that score up, and some other resources that have been increased as well. So I would say we're, in AARP's view, we're doing okay, but obviously there's some room for improvement.
You mentioned the ARDC. What exactly is that?
The ADRC is an agency that was funded by the Wyoming State Legislature that provides a way for people to reach out who have disabilities or are aging or have other needs, and they can reach out and say, here's what my issue is and here's what I need some help with. And the ADRC can help put them in touch with a program or get them in touch with grants that help with, you know, things like getting oxygen in a home or different things like that. So, and that's what the ADRC stands for, is the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Yeah, what are seem to be the long-term care needs that we're missing and still need to improve on?
Well, really, it's fairly general, because what we're looking at is a large influx of boomers coming in the next few years, and those boomers want to age at home. And so we need to look at what our numbers are for things like home health aides, transitioning back in the community when they do receive nursing home care or emergency care, and how well those are working. Because the boomers historically for the last decade or more have been the caregivers for the current generation. And so those caregivers aren't necessarily going to be there available to help the boomers out. And so we want to make sure that we have the resources there to support those boomers aging at home. Because given the choice, I think most people want the low stress environment of aging at home rather than being in a nursing home or some other institution that just doesn't feel like home. And it's nothing against those nursing homes. They provide a very good service. But when people have the choice, they want to age at home.
My guess is having home health care is also quite a bit cheaper than being in a facility. And I'm wondering how that plays into how you look at things, too, in trying to develop more home health care providers.
Home-based care services is still only about 20%. Or 26%, while nursing home funding is at about 70% when you look at state funding for those things. So there is definitely a differential. And when you look at aging at home, you're looking at an average person probably costing about $15,000 to $16,000 a year. I believe that's about the range. And then when you look at nursing homes, you're looking at upwards of $63,000, $64,000 a year. So there's a big disparity in how much it costs to age in a nursing home versus aging at home. And when you're on a fixed income, and if unfortunately you did not plan well enough for costs like nursing homes and some of those other things, the aging at home might be your only choice.
One of the things that might be interesting to hear is you know, what changes are we making? What's happening out there in the world where people in the state are maybe recognizing this is an issue and are trying to address it?
Well, I think some of it comes back to we have a pretty good-sized boomer population out there, which includes some of our legislative leadership and members. And so they have experienced the caregiving, taking care of a loved one or or other family member or friend. And so they see those needs that are out there. But we're also looking at some of the things like, you know, the number of home health and personal care aides per 1,000 people that are age 65 and plus. And while that number is 34 previously, it's dropped to 28. And so that's per 1,000. That's not a huge number. And so there are some concerns for these small rural communities. How do we get in some of these resources, some of these individuals that can help support aging at home? And what do we do to keep them there?
I know some communities, Sheridan being one, have looked into what I guess is best termed as maybe some type of an assisted care facility where folks can maybe reside in a location and also have somebody on hand that might provide some medical services if necessary. Is that growing? Are more people or more communities looking at doing that, or is that still something we need to develop?
That in Sheridan, that's called the, I believe it's the greenhouse, and it is a growing trend. And it's just like you said, it's more of an assisted living, but they do have on-site medical type of support if they need it. But those people are a little more self-sufficient than what you might see in a nursing home or such. You know, they might have their own type of an apartment with a small kitchen and facilities and different things like that, a little more homey feeling. And you are seeing that grow and grow because of the exact issue with how do we provide home health care and help people to feel comfortable in aging. And this is one of those options.
Especially as we look at people probably living longer, correct?
Absolutely. You know, with the advances in technology and medicine and everything else, this is just going to continue to be a question. And the other thing we need to look at down the road is not just the boomer generation, but the next generations after that. Are we going to be prepared for things like this? So we want to make sure that we build a strong foundation for these resources and these services so that they can last for the long term.
Maybe just as a last question for you, Tim, is this a conversation you have with local civic leaders, or is this a conversation that you have with legislators, or both?
I think both. There's definitely some policy decisions that can be made that support these type of services. But you also need to go into the community and say, what do you provide for those individuals who want to age at home, and how can we improve that? Or what are you doing right? What best practices do you have in your community that's worked wonders that we can share with other communities in Wyoming?
Tim Lockwood is with AARP Wyoming. Always nice chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.